Welcome to the Accounting on Purpose podcast series. In this series, we focus on accounting not as numbers on a page, but as a language. And with any language, it's about communication and finding shared meaning. Topics include things from what is a debit and a credit, right through to how we use accounting to tell the story.
G'day, it's Justin Hall from RightSource, talking all things accounting and the great outdoors. So what are we going to talk about this time? Today, I want to talk about fringe benefits tax and what the hell is it? You may have heard of it, and really what I want to do today is help, I suppose, you understand what it is, why it's there, and I suppose in some respects why it's useful to know about it, because it can actually have some benefit to your business, especially if you're a not-for-profit. So, fringe benefits tax. What is it? Why do you need to know about it? Fringe benefits tax has an implication whenever you're looking at salary packaging. So whenever you're looking to pay employees or create a salary package for your employees, there can be implications in terms of that decision-making process and creating value for your staff in understanding what FBT is. And secondly, because it's a tax, it's an obligation of your business, it's just good to know what these obligations are so that you make sure you don't run afoul of them and you keep everything above board in terms of your business. So what is fringe benefits tax? Well, fringe benefits tax is a tax on fringe benefits. Okay, so what are fringe benefits? Fringe benefits are anything that you give or pay your staff that isn't their salary or wage. So for example, it could be things like a car that they can use for private use. It could be a low interest rate loan. It could be where you pay for some of their expenditure, like their rent. It could be like giving them discounted goods. All those things are fringe benefits. And whenever you're giving your staff a fringe benefit, there is a potential that that might attract a fringe benefits tax. So hence why we need to be aware of what fringe benefits tax is. So why is there this tax? Why, apart from the government wanting more tax, why is there a tax on fringe benefits? Well, this is the scenario. Let me take you through a scenario. So what was happening before fringe benefits tax came in a fair while ago now was rather than paying staff a wage, employees would give them slightly less of a wage and give them some benefits instead. Now, why would they do this? Okay, well, when you pay staff a salary, you have to declare that salary to the government, and that would have been on the group certificate then, it's on the single touch payroll system now, and that salary requires tax to be taken out of it. And because it's declared to the government, it's pretty obvious. There's no, that's how much you were paid, that's how much tax you owe. Everyone's very clear. What was happening was, well, to allow staff to pay less tax, rather than paying them a salary, we'll give them something else that they need, but that we don't have to declare to the government so that no one knows we've given them that, and you know, technically they don't need to pay any tax, which they didn't at that point before fringe benefits tax. Let's put that into some numbers. So say you're paying someone $1,000, $1,000 a week, and they're getting that as a salary. So when you pay them that salary, the ATO tells you that, okay, you need to take $200 out and pass that to us as PAYG, as their tax, and the employee gets $800. So that's the net pay, the cash in hand, $800. If you were to give them before FBT a benefit instead, so rather than give them $1,000, you might pay their rent, for example. Well, you pay their rent, it's $1,000. That's it. You don't need to pay tax. There's no ATO requiring PAYG because it's not a salary. The rent gets paid. So that way the employee gets $1,000 of value and the cost the employer the same. So this was the issue, and this is why fringe benefits tax was brought in, was so that, okay, if you're going to try and effectively not pay tax to the government by paying benefits to staff rather than a wage, and it's still connected with their employment, well, the fringe benefits tax was there to stop that so that, well, so everyone still paid their fair share of tax in terms of their employment. That's the reasoning. Whether you agree with it or not, that's a whole nother debate and possibly a whole nother video, but that's the reasoning why fringe benefits tax is in place. So why is that important? Well, generally speaking now, where fringe benefits tax is at and the number of exemptions for a normal business, it's quite limited. So there actually is a relatively limited amount of salary packaging you can do. There definitely is, And especially vehicles is still one that's quite quite common. It's just about knowing the rules and doing it in the right way. Probably the one area that people don't realize that has a lot of potential to gain out of this is if you run a not-for-profit. Now, why is this? Well, not-for-profits have an exemption to a certain, well, potentially, depending on the type of not-for-profit you run, have an exemption to of FBT. So they actually have a portion of benefits they can give their staff that don't attract FBT, depending on the not-for-profit you are and up to a certain cap. So that means you can actually do what we were talking about in terms of giving staff benefits that allows them to reduce the amount of tax they have to pay, and you can do that all per the FBT legislation. That's why it's important, but let me tell you why it's important. This allows you as an employer in the not-for-profit space to create a salary package that is competitive with commercial businesses, but potentially costs you as the employer a little bit less than what it would cost those commercial businesses. So this can have a massive impact on your not-for-profit and its ability to attract good staff. So it's really important for you as a not-for-profit CEO or manager to understand fringe benefits tax when it comes to salary packaging for your staff. Now, it is a complicated area and you don't want to mess it up, because like any tax or compliance, if you mess it up, it can end up costing you more than it's worth. So if you are interested in that, or you're not sure about how that might apply to your business, I would definitely recommend speaking to your accountant, and they can help you understand the potential that might be sitting there for you to access, to really ensure that you're delivering value to your employees and that you're able to attract and retain employees by offering them competitive salary packages. And that's FBT. It's very interesting. It's very unique and quite a misunderstood topic now, I think.
If you liked what you heard today, feel free to subscribe to the podcast series. And if you'd like some more information, check me out on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect and answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, thanks for listening. It's Justin Hogg from RightSource.